Welcome to the Academic Minute. I am Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Although many major cities are dotted with pedestrian-friendly parks, in most urban areas, the car remains king. Julian Aguiman, professor and chair of urban and environmental policy and planning at Tufts University, reveals how communities and economies can be transformed by equally embracing all modes of transportation.
We are in a spatial moment. Around the world, there's never been a time when the role and possibilities of public spaces, including our most commonly used space, the street, have been so prominent in the news and social media. New spaces are being created and used as sites for recreation, such as New York City's High Line, once a disused elevated rail bed and now a highly used urban park running along the lower west side of Manhattan. In the current climate, city governments have become increasingly interested in reallocating street space that was once occupied almost exclusively by private cars. How do we make our streets more spatially just? In short, how do we democratize our streets? Lowering both the volume and the velocity of vehicular traffic has been shown to correlate with greater public interaction on the street. The US narratives of complete streets, transit-oriented development, and livable streets convey the message that streets are ultimately public spaces and that everyone in the community, from pedestrians to bicyclists, should have equal rights to space within them, irrespective of whether they're driving a car. In Copenhagen, as in the Dutch Vunerven, and in streets such as London's Exhibition Road, the concept of shared space removes the usual separation of cars, pedestrians, and other road users so that curbs, road lines, signs, and signals are integrated, putting the public back in public space. In this way, walking, cycling, shopping, and driving cars are integral to the livable street. However, caution is needed because some low-income communities and neighbourhoods of colour worry that changes such as the introduction of bike lanes, street accessibility improvements, mass transit expansions and upgrades, and pedestrian zone placements will foster gentrification, further diminishing their rights and roles in the community.
That was Julian Aguiman of Tufts University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change.